This year in Louisiana, almost 37,000 people became eligible to vote. That's due to a law that reinstated voting rights for formerly incarcerated people after they've served 5 years of parole. But only a small portion of those people have actually registered to vote. Jessica Rosegard has more.
Chico Yancey was incarcerated for 20 years at Angola.
7,309 days.
Yancey was released in 2003. He served 16 years of his parole, and for the first time in almost 40 years, he's registered to vote. He cast his first vote in the October primary. And last week, I went with Yancey to City Hall in Baton Rouge to vote in the runoff.
It's me again. Ready to do my early voting. Appreciative to have it back after being in prison all that time.
The voting card goes in the machine. Yancey makes his selections.
Because we didn't have an amendment or anything, did we? Okay.
The whole process, from check-in to finalizing his vote, takes about 2 minutes.
How does it feel?
Feels like I'm a part of something. Something that I take responsibility for losing, but now I can actually say that I have my voting rights back, and it made my family proud that now I'm a part of being a real citizen.
The registration process was pretty easy for Chico Yancey. That's partly because he works for Voice of the Experienced, a nonprofit organization that advocates for the rights of formerly incarcerated people. The group was actively involved in getting the law passed in 2018, and Chico understood exactly what he had to do to register.
You have to be out 5 years and not go back to trouble. You have to go to your parole office, and they will tell you you're eligible. They give you a letter, it's a seal light. You take that to the register's office downtown, and they will look it up, make sure everything is straight, and then put you back on the voting rolls.
There are no definitive numbers on how many formerly incarcerated people have registered to vote. Out of the total 37,000 who were eligible, the Secretary of State's office says roughly 1,300 have had their voting rights reinstated. Another 4,000 new voters are registered, formerly incarcerated or not. Bottom line, only a fraction of those eligible registered in time for this fall's election. Norris Henderson is the founder of Voice of the Experienced. He says the registration process for formerly incarcerated people is cumbersome and should be streamlined.
Let us just upload the file, who's all eligible, send it to you, and if their name is not flagged inside your system, register them to vote.
The same way the Department of Corrections tells the Secretary of State that a person should be taken off the voting rolls could be used to put people back on, says Henderson. But in a statement, Republican Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin said in-person documentation is necessary to confirm eligibility and, quote, the law does not change the process for reinstatement or registration, simply who is newly eligible.
And it really boils down to the Secretary of State being willing to accept what DOC gives them. And I think that's where the breakdown comes in.
Representative Pat Smith authored the voting rights bill. The Baton Rouge Democrat says Ardoin hasn't done enough to support the new law.
In the law, it said that the Department of Corrections and the Secretary of State were to sit down to go over the procedures on how this was supposed to be implemented. And to my knowledge, that really hasn't been done to the extent that it should be done.
Chico Yancey says the other reason people aren't registering to vote is because they don't know that they're eligible.
The Secretary of State is not doing... really not doing anything, but we've been out putting in barbershops, beauty salons. So if the Secretary of State would help, it would be a lot more people probably registered.
Despite the slow rollout, Representative Smith says she's happy that after working on the issue for 4 years, the law has finally changed.
We've given an opportunity to people who are serving their probation and parole, doing the right thing, raising their family, paying their taxes, and all they wanted to do was vote. And so we've given them that right to vote.
It's a right that Chico Yancey says he won't take for granted. In New Orleans, I'm Jessica Rosegard.
This is New Orleans Public Radio.